Midwest Radio Freemasons with the very distinctive vocal talents of Sophie Ellis, Baxter and Heartbreak. Ahead of that, Sister Sledge and Thinking of You. Good morning, I'm Neil Quigley. I had a really good weekend. Went out for a few drinks on Saturday night, and at the end of the night, I went to get a chicken kebab. Loads of my mates were out, and I had a really nice white shirt on. At least it was really nice and white until I went for the kebab. Yeah, I spilled kebab sauce all over, and I mean all over my shirt. If you can imagine, you know what it's like in those washing powder commercials where it looks like someone's clothes, you know, they usually literally throw sauce over them, then they cover them in mud, they roll them in the dirt for half an hour, and then the woman with the big smile comes in holding the box and basically tries to wash the clothes in just a see-through sort of a container full of water. Well, that is pretty much what it felt like after I dropped my kebab everywhere. It was like being a TV wash and powder advert with no one there to come in and get the stains out. Hugh Grant, he's in the papers today. He says he's thinking of giving up acting because filming makes him very, very nervous. So maybe that bumbling Englishman that he's been playing for years in most of his films, that's just not him acting, that's just him when he gets a bit nervous, possibly then. Midwest Radio, Faith Hill and This Kiss. Have you seen any of the World Championships athletics taking place from Berlin? I watched a little bit last night. Well, if I'm honest, the only thing I watched was the 100 metres final last night. Just amazing. Usain Bolt is just a phenomenal athlete. He cruised to victory in a brand new world record time. 9.58 seconds to run the 100 metres. That is just amazing. And he looked like he could go faster. He didn't even look like he was struggling. The funniest thing after that was, though, obviously he just absolutely beaten a world-class field by miles. He's doing his lap of honour running around afterwards, being chased by a load of fat, bold and old photographers. Usain Bolt still just jogging around. The photographers couldn't keep up with him even on the lap of honour. Midwest Radio, Joan Osborne and One of Us. Madonna took a boat trip to celebrate her 53rd birthday recently in Italy with her two adopted children wearing I Love Madonna t-shirts. And there's me thinking I had a big ego. So Madonna on the way inside the next 10 minutes of Midwest Radio. TV last night. I think this show has been on for a while. It's probably the third or fourth series, but I've only really got into it kind of this series. Would I Lie to You? BBC TV panel show that I watched last night. It's very, very funny, but a very simple idea, which I like, because it's basically about lying and people telling lies about themselves. The great thing about that is, because we all lead such varied and interesting lives, generally, each one of us, every single person right now, will have one true fact about themselves that just sounds absolutely outrageous and unbelievable. We'll all have them. So I think that's a great game for maybe around, you know, the dinner table after you've had your Christmas lunch. Would I Lie to You? Just think of two facts about yourself, one that's true, one that's false. Everybody has to work out which. Actually, thinking about it, maybe playing at Christmas with the family around. Not the best time, because most people would know. Maybe play it with strangers. I mean, for example, I once went to Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page's house dressed as Elvis for a fancy dress party. Sounds ridiculous. Instantly you'd be thinking, that has got to be a lie. No one can make that up. It's true. It really is. But everyone has got at least one thing about themselves that you could say that sounds completely false, but is true. Therefore, I think Would I Lie to You is a genius TV show. And the great thing as well, you get to find out some very interesting things about some celebs.